Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Caleb Williams, he's done a great job this year. He's learning. You can see the growth when he gets under center, turning your back for the play action and still getting your eyes up. It's all those nuances of playing quarterback. His footwork's a little bit sharper, but there's still some stuff we can clean up. There's a play that encompasses everything that Caleb Williams is here. Look at this formation here. Three to the left, one receiver to the right. There's your route combination. He's going to start his eyes to the right. He doesn't like it. Get him back to the left. There's a high-low combination. Which one are we throwing it to? It should be out to somebody. So he's not there yet. He's getting there with his progressions. But what does he do maybe better than anybody in the NFL? Scrambles around and makes these throws on the run. He's an absolute playmaker. He's very difficult to sack. He's elusive. And he does a great job using his legs to throw it on the run.
There's Ryan Fitzpatrick breaking down the progress of Caleb Williams on Amazon Prime. I am Rami Makhlouf with you for one more hour up until noon. And most of that time, want to hear from you Bears fans at 312-644-6767 on what we're calling the post-game show. As the Bears knock off the Eagles 24-15, question on the table right now, and you can get in on this or anything Bears. Do we need more from Caleb Williams if this team is going to go as far as it can go? 312-644-6767. I don't think they necessarily do. Would it be nice? Sure. But I will take this script. I will take this path to winning games and a deep playoff run if this is what it is. I think that run game can continue doing what they're doing, racking up the yards, racking up the big plays. I think the defense can keep doing what they're doing, maybe even get better. With some guys coming back from injury, we saw those cornerbacks come back, and with Caleb Williams continuing to be the Iceman in the closing minutes of games, whether it's coming back from being down or making the plays like we saw Friday night to close out a game when you do have a lead. That touchdown to Cole Kmet, the two third down completions, the fourth down completion to extend those drives and close the thing out. I think that script is just fine. And he's making progress. His development is moving forward. And as long as that's the case, I can wait another year or two for franchise quarterback, top five quarterback, MVP candidate in this league, Caleb Williams, to show up. Keep riding this train. And I am more than okay with it. And I think he's moving in the right direction. And that's really all that matters. How about you? 312-644-6767. Let's go to Shelton, who's on the south side of Chicago. Now he's on the score with me, Rami Makhlouf. What's up, Shelton?
How goes it?
Good.
So what I want... I got 2 points. The first thing I want to do is piggyback off of what Pete from Jersey said.
Okay.
I feel like the threat of Caleb Williams, people have seen his brilliance in those last-minute drives. So the mere threat of him is opening the entire offense up. We have a quarterback that you have to respect, and I'm seeing a lot of two deep shells and all that. You didn't see it against previous Bears quarterbacks.
That is true. That is 100% true. Oh, did we lose him? He said he had 2 points. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the second point is the Bears had the elephant in the room is the Bears actually have the best secondary in football. They are snatching the ball off the air like salmon upstream.
No, I don't think
I had to get a bad reference in.
I appreciate it and appreciate the call. I don't know that there's much debate about that, Shelton, that the Bears have the best secondary in the league, especially with getting back Jalen Johnson and Fuller on Friday. I don't think there's any debate about that. The way that Nashawn Wright is playing, I said Fuller, I meant Gordon. The way Nashawn Wright is playing, the way that those safeties and Byard and Brisker are playing, not just the interceptions and the opportunistic play of those guys, but really just shutting things down, man. Like you see very few big plays from opponents, and AJ Brown got one on Friday. AJ Brown is gonna do that. Like he and Jalen Hurts have a track record of doing that to teams. But the fact that was the one play that really stands out, and there weren't really, I mean, other than AJ Brown, nobody really got it going in that Eagles offense. I don't think there's much debate that the Bears have the best secondary in the league right now. That's a great call. I honestly hadn't really thought about it until you said it, and as soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, that's no doubt about that. Here's a text from the 815. Caleb and Rome need to figure out what's going on with their connection. I don't know if Rome is too short and he can't make those plays or what. That's all I think Caleb needs to work on. And there was another one. Compare Caleb's first year and a half to any of the great quarterbacks in history. He's developing fine. He needs to keep improving on accuracy and touch. A few of you bringing up the accuracy here, this one from the 779, do you think Caleb's overthrows and incompletions are more of a finesse issue? He seems to be just a hair off on a lot of these missed opportunities. The accuracy has not been what you want it to be, but I think we often expect too much of really any quarterback in terms of the accuracy, and especially the accuracy of a deep ball. We get sort of in a bubble of watching and following our own football team and our own quarterbacks. You go around the league, man, it's hard to complete those passes. Not that Caleb can't improve and can't get better in that department. He can. That's probably the one department where he needs to make the most improvement. But in that game Friday night specifically, there were two or three plays, and Kirk Herbstreit pointed them out, where Caleb puts the ball on the money, puts it right in the spot that he needs to put it between the linebacker and the defensive back, and his guys just fell. On one, it was DJ Moore. One, it was, I think it was Rome Odunze. They just slipped and fell, and the ball hit the turf, and on the one to Odunze, came very close to being intercepted, and we would have put that on Caleb. A lot of people would have put that on Caleb, but really, he did put that ball where it was supposed to go, and those two plays are probably like 30 more yards that you could have added to his total. And now you're talking about 19 of 36 for 184 yards. And not to mention both of those plays could have extended drives that ended up sort of sputtering out. And who knows what kind of numbers he puts up in the rest of those drives if they carry on. So not as bad as it looked Friday night, quite honestly. And I think that the accuracy is something that we maybe are magnifying a little bit too much. That's completing those deep shots is a challenge all around this league. So it's not just Caleb Williams. Needs to be a little more accurate, but I don't think it's as bad as a lot of us think that maybe it is. Let's go to Arizona and Jack listening on the Odyssey app. Jack, you're on the score with me, Rami Makhlouf. What you got on these Bears?
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, don't forget, last year we beat Green Bay the last game of the season. And we should have beat him the first time when the field goal was blocked. So we would have had two wins against Green Bay, but we did win the last one. Sure. And one other thing, what do you think the point spread will be next week between the Bears and Packers?
You know, full disclosure, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I saw in my call screener that you were going to ask me that question, so I went and looked it up. And quite frankly, I'm surprised.
Can I take a shot?
And a little upset. I was just going to ask you to guess. Have you haven't looked at it yet?
No, I have not.
Baby T. All right. What do you think the spread is for this football game next Sunday between the Packers and the Bears?
You know, I was first thinking at -3.5 Packers. Now I'm going -4.5.
5.5.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, I think that line is going to move because the line moves where the money goes. And I think you'll see a lot of people laying some money down on the Bears for that one to cover that 5.5. I don't. Now, look, man, Vegas is usually right. You know what I mean? Our friends at Circa, FanDuel, wherever it is that you go to make your sports watching a little more entertaining, have a little bit more of a dog in the fight. They're usually right. You know what I mean? They built those palaces in Vegas for a reason. I don't understand that. I don't know where they're getting that. Now, it is at Lambeau. 3 points usually goes automatically to the home team. So take that out of the equation, and the Packers are essentially 2.5-point favorites of just what's on paper for these two teams in the head-to-head. But 5.5 seems like a lot to me. I said in the first hour of the show, I would guess, before I looked at it, we're talking about a pick 'em or 3 points or less in terms of the spread in that football game. The disrespect continues. But that just goes to show the other thing I was talking about in the first hour of the show. The Bears still have more to prove to the football world. I think that just puts an exclamation point on that point that I made in the first hour of the show. Text from the 770. Does anybody do a QB rating for the second half only? I'm concerned Caleb needs to work on the first half, I believe is what he's saying. I'm concerned with the Packers tie, excuse me. In the late 60s, it got divided up into two texts. In the late 60s, the Bears lost the North Division by the half game. Pack 7-6-1, Bears 7-7. Yeah, I mean, that tie is going to either work in the Packers' favor or work against them once the standings are all said and done. They're going to have one less loss or one less win than the Bears, or if they're in the wild card picture, whoever that they might be jockeying for position with in the playoff picture, that tie is going to play a huge, huge role in how the chips fall for that Packers team. Let me try to get in at least one more call before I talk with Wayne Larrivee here coming up in just a few minutes. Paulie is downtown. Now he's on the score with me, Rami Makhlouf, talking some Bears. What you got, Paul?
Hey, Rami. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Good show.
Thank you.
I'm the anti-Caleb. First of all, they will not win because of him, but they will lose because of him. He's an average to below average quarterback. He does not fit Coach Johnson's criteria for a quarterback. He wants him tall. He wants him to be able to play from under center. Wants him to be accurate downfield. The guy can't complete a pass over 8 yards without almost getting his receivers killed every time. And he can't read defenses. That's how great of a coach Johnson is, because they are winning in spite of Caleb, not because of him. Imagine if the Bears had Jameis Winston. They'd get 500 yards a game passing. These guys are so wide open.
Yeah, but Paulie, he'd also throw you two or three interceptions a game if you had Jameis. I appreciate the call, Paulie, and all due respect, I think you're wrong. Like, the one thing that you might be right about is he's not the prototype necessarily of a Ben Johnson offense when you talk about the accuracy, the completion percentage, the height, and the size of a quarterback. But I think Ben Johnson loves him some Caleb Williams. And one thing about Ben Johnson, and he said this when he came in, he wasn't bringing the Lions system over here. He does what great coaches do, which is build around what he has, which is build around the strengths of his players, starting with the quarterback and not asking them to do things that they're not very good at. That's what separates the great coaches from everybody else, is that mentality and that philosophy right there. Ben Johnson, if Caleb Williams is not his prototype, he's going to figure it out. And I don't know how you can say that they're winning in spite of Caleb Williams when in the fourth quarter of games, it's often Caleb Williams doing the little things and marching you down the field and getting you the points or the first downs and to kill the clock that you need him to go and get. I repeat, 5 of 7 down the stretch in the fourth quarter of Friday's game, including a touchdown pass to Cole Kmet, a pair of third down conversions, and a critical fourth down throw to Colston Loveland. They won that game in part because of what Caleb Williams was able to do down the stretch there. So I don't know how you can say that. One more call, then we're going to talk with Wayne Larrivee. Derek from University Park, you're on the score. What you got, Derek?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate you making it.
You know, I want to I want to say first that when it was coming up to draft time and we heard all about Caleb's having, his camp having a preferred list, I was so against drafting him. When polls took him, I was like, oh, this is it. We're screwed. I'll tell you what, the guy has won me over. And I think that we can go far. I think we can get NFC championship level team. I mean, our offensive line is dominating people. And yep. Caleb has what nobody else has had under center for Bears as far as I've ever seen. And I'm 42 years old. He's got it. He's got the clutch gene. And he will not only come back and win us a game, but he will deliver the final blow. He will deliver that gut shot, that nail in the coffin like he did with the touchdown to Komet on Friday. Man, I am pumped for this team. They are doing way better than I expected, and I think it's just going to continue to rise. All of his flaws, the accuracy, stuff like that, it's going to get better. He's still learning. Look at how he's mastered the offense and his control of the line of scrimmage and pre-snap reads. Unreal what this kid's doing. I'm excited, and I want to hear what you have to say.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, the clutch gene is something that's very real. And keeping your cool, keeping that low heartbeat, keeping your wits about you when you really need it. And like I said, whether it's coming back and leading a scoring drive to win the game or doing what he did on Friday night and closing it out with some crucial first downs to kill the clock, he gets it done, man. He gets it done. I'm 100% okay with where Caleb Williams is at right now and not asking very much more of him the rest of the season. Just keep getting better. Just keep getting better, and in a year or two, I do want him to be that like top five franchise-type quarterback. But this year, keep being who you're being. Don't lose games for the Bears. Come up big when they need you to come up big. Keep leading an offense that leads the league in yards per game and explosive plays. That's more than enough. That's more than enough for this guy. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. It is Packers Bears week. We're going to talk with the voice of the Packers and a voice familiar to the Bears. Wayne Larrivee joins me, Rami Makhlouf, coming up next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score right after this.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, that's big. That's what we expected, though. You know what I mean? We wanted to win right now, and still got, I mean, a lot of ball left. We'll enjoy this one, though, the flight back, and then you know who we got next week.
That's Colston Loveland after the 24-15 win over the Eagles on Black Friday, already looking ahead to the Green Bay Packers next Sunday in a battle for first place in the NFC North. I am Rami Makhlouf with you all morning long up until noon right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And joining me now on the Score Hotline, the Circa Resort Score Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. He is the voice of the Green Bay Packers, formerly the voice of your Chicago Bears. It is Wayne Larrivee. Wayne, a pleasure. How are you this Sunday morning, my man?
Good, Rami. How you doing?
Good. Our boss, Mitch Rosen, says to say hi, so I got to get that out of the way first because he is the boss. So hi for Mitch Rosen, Wayne Larrivee.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Tell Mitch I said hi as well.
He just heard you. He just heard you say it. He's always listening, Wayne. Let's get into this game and this rivalry. Wayne, you know, I work up in Milwaukee with one of your coworkers, John Kuhn, your sideline reporter on the Packers radio network. And one of the debates I've had, I don't know how many times, with Packers fans is that the Bears are still the main rival of the Green Bay Packers. No matter what the standings have looked like, no matter what the head-to-head has looked like since the early 90s, that is still the rivalry. Do you agree with that, or do you think the Vikings or even the Lions here in recent years have sort of usurped the Bears as the Packers' biggest rival?
Well, the Bears and Packers, that's the most traditional rivalry.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that, but from a history standpoint, but these rivalries in the locker room tend to gravitate toward who's competitive, who's really, who are we having to get through to get to the division championship, that kind of thing in recent years. So it's usually been the Vikings over the last 20 years and recently the Detroit Lions, and they've had the best team over the last couple of years. And the Chicago rivalry is still big, don't get me wrong, but from today's player standpoint, rivalry has ebb and flow to it. Whereas the fans, I don't think there's any question about fans and observers. It's Bears-Packers, at least the fans that live near the border.
Are the fans, observers, and guys in that locker room, have they taken notice of this Bears team yet? Or do they still have more to prove before they take that top spot as the Packers' biggest rival currently?
I don't know. The Packers focus pretty much on what's ahead of them, and the Bears haven't been ahead of them until now, so we'll see this week, but I think the Packers understand what's going on. Obviously, they're looking up at the Bears. And so this is a game. I mean, it's first place in the division. I don't care if it's between the Packers and Vikings, Packers and Bears. It's a game. You know, it's the most traditional of NFL rivals, but there's something to this game now. It's not just a rivalry thing. This is going to be who has the upper hand going into the final month of the season. It's a very important game in the standings and in the race for the playoffs.
Are you buying this Bears team, Wayne? Just you personally, players, fans aside, are you buying what you're seeing from this Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams-led football team?
I didn't until I saw what happened in Philadelphia on Friday. You know, go ahead. The Eagles have played the Packers and the Bears, right, each in the last 3 weeks. And you know, when you look at what happened, the Packers, Bears, Lions all played the Eagles, and the Bears dominated them. I don't care if that final score is a one-score game or whatever. The Bears controlled the line of scrimmage. I thought Jalen Hurts was mostly awful in that game, and I was very impressed with Chicago and running the football like they did. They made Philadelphia look like an old, tired football team, and they just reduced them down to that. So anybody who saw that game, you know, and I get where people question the Bears all the way up until that game, but you can't question them now because they went out and smash mouthed with the best of them and really on their turf and, knocked them out.
And you mentioned that Eagles-Packers game. That was 4 weeks ago. Now, it doesn't feel like that long ago, Wayne. Even the following week, they beat the Giants, but not in the most impressive fashion and not as handily as I think a lot of people would have expected them to beat that Giants team. But since then, an absolute drubbing of the Lions or of the Vikings. And then last week, it was technically this week, Thanksgiving, a very impressive and I think decisive win against the Lions. Are the Bears catching this Packers team when they're playing their best football coming off those two wins, do you think?
Well, they're getting there. I mean, the Packers are like a lot of teams in this league. They're still evolving, and they will right through December. But and by the way, you evolve constantly. You're either getting better or getting worse. And,
sure.
And there's no in-between. Nobody's treading water, not in pro football. But I think the Packers are playing much better. Now, I think the loss of Devontae Wyatt is a huge loss. And he was developing into one of their blue-chip players, outstanding interior defensive lineman. Really creating havoc. They've struggled to stop the run if they've struggled anywhere in recent weeks, and the Bears are running the football as well as anybody in the game.
Yeah, and with the way that I don't think Devontae Wyatt, not necessarily a headline name, and some Bears fans might not be too familiar with his game or what he was doing or turning into for that Packers team. That's a big loss, especially with the way that the Bears have been running the football this season so far, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Absolutely. They had how many yards rushing against Philadelphia? 281 yards?
Yeah.
I don't know if they were getting that back in the Peyton days.
No, this is actually the best running game ever for the Chicago Bears. I gave that stat earlier, which is saying something. Like Walter Payton, yeah, but they've had some pretty good ones there since Walter Payton. Now, one guy who is healthy for you and might be a problem for the Chicago Bears, traded for him from the Dallas Cowboys just before the season started, and that's Micah Parsons, who I think last week, Wayne, you tell me, you watch every snap, obviously, of that Packers football team. Last week might have been the best week that Micah Parsons has played as a Green Bay Packer yet. 10 pressures, 2.5 sacks in that win against the Lions. I think he's just starting to really find his footing and turn into that dominant force for the Green Bay Packers here.
Yeah, he had a great game in Arizona and really dominated the end of that game in Arizona.
Yeah.
But I think from a complete game standpoint, that Thanksgiving Day win over the Eagles might have been his best. You could argue one way or the other, but he's really come on. The guy has like 4 sacks in the last 2 games, something like that. And, he's up to 12.5. Nobody in the history of the game has had 12-plus sacks in each of their first 5 years in the league. So, he's a quintessential talent and, worth every draft pick, worth the dollars they had to pay him, and even worth Kenny Clark, whom they miss in the middle of that defensive line. Make no mistake about that. They miss Kenny Clark. Micah Parsons has been worth it, no doubt about it. Now, they need to get a little more out of Rashawn Gary, and that goes without saying, but, the loss of Devontae Wyatt is going to have an impact on all those guys, and I'm not quite sure how they're going to cover that going forward.
Is now the Bears are a running football team, obviously, and that was shown on Friday night against that Eagles team, but is the easiest place to exploit this Packers team those cornerbacks and that secondary when you look at their defense and what the Bears should be trying to do next Sunday against those Packers?
I think the secondary has been pretty good for the most part. They don't have what I would call blue blood cornerbacks. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They have good cornerbacks who I think are very physical and work hard and play to the level of the end of the whistle. And that's what you want. And this is a physical defensive football team now. That's what you want. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if the Bears go downfield and try to exploit that. They certainly have the receivers. But I'll say this. The Packers have seen better receivers than the Bears have this year. I mean, we've seen Dallas. We've seen Cincinnati. We've seen, a lot of good receiving corps, and the Bears have a very good one. But I think the Bears' tight ends are going to be interesting to handle because I don't know if they're, we've seen teams with really good outside wide receivers this season, but I don't know if we've seen good outside receivers with a tight end like these guys have. I think Minnesota has excellent skill position people. I think they've got the receiver combo. They've got an excellent tight end in Hockenson. They don't have a quarterback, okay? And Minnesota's probably the most across-the-board talented team in this division, but they don't have a quarterback. And a quarterback is tenfold in this business. And if you don't have one, and J.J. McCarthy may be one someday, but he's not today. He's not ready. And so that has left them last place in the division and basically out of the playoff race. and we haven't even hit December yet. So it goes to show you how important that quarterback is. And I think the really key with the Bears has been, yeah, their running game is kind of impressive. That's for sure. But Caleb Williams, he's a much different quarterback this year than we saw in the past last year.
Talking with Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Green Bay Packers, formerly the voice of the Chicago Bears, here on The Score with me, Rami Makhlouf. Now, flipping to the other side of the ball, and last year it felt like Josh Jacobs was sort of the engine that made that offense go. They had a tough time getting the running game going earlier in this season, Wayne. Do they have it going now, and is that still what head coach Matt LaFleur wants to be, sort of the heartbeat of that offense, or do you think it has turned into a Jordan Love passing game, more focused offense?
No, I mean they gave Jordan Love a little more leeway in Detroit. That the game just spoke to that, but the Packers, you know, when I look at it, they've run the football better over the last several weeks, but they're not running it the way they did a year ago. Yeah. And that has everything to do with the offensive line. And they've been nicked up on that offensive line. They made some changes from last year that didn't quite work out. And their offensive line for running the football, not very highly rated in terms of the analytics. And I don't believe in analytics per se. I think football is a game you have to see. You have to have eyes on a football game. You can't tell through analytics what happened effectively. But the Packers' offensive line has not been as good this year as it has been over the last 5 years. And it's been one of the top five lines in the business. I mean, you can name them on one hand. You know, Philadelphia every year. Dallas always had a great offensive line. The Packers are right there with those teams. Obviously, Detroit has had one of the best offensive lines, and their line isn't what it used to be. And neither is Minnesota's as good as they thought it would be, because they've had some injuries. So the Packers' offensive line, I think, is one of the main issues with the running game, and they just have not blocked as effectively for the run as they did in years past. And there's been a little bit of drop-off there as a result.
Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Packers, my guest for just a couple more minutes here on The Score. Rami Makhlouf, your host this morning. Now, last week, I guess I keep saying last week, Wayne. We're still in this week. The weird schedule with the Packers playing on Thursday and Bears on Friday threw me off. But going into Friday, one of the main storylines and one of the things people thought could be the deciding factor in that Bears-Eagles game was the Bears leading the league in takeaways, the Eagles leading the league in the fewest giveaways, and it was sort of good versus good, the unstoppable force versus the immovable object. Packers don't give away the ball all that much either. They're very secure in keeping the football. Do you think that, again, is one of the main keys and storylines heading into this one, whether the Bears can do what they've done to this point and force the turnovers, or if the Packers can do with what they've done to this point and secure the football and not give it away to the Bears?
Yeah, the Packers haven't had a turnover in the last three games. So if you're looking from a Bears point of view, you're saying, well, they're due. But, no, you're right. I mean, seven turnovers. That was fourth fewest going into this week. They didn't have any in Detroit, and so they're liable to be top three in turnovers by the time this thing is done going into the Bears game. I think the big key to the game, it's pretty simple. I mean, if you don't want to dive into X's and O's and offensive and defensive lines and all this other garbage that we'll be talking about all week, just look at it this way. If the Packers don't turn the ball over, they win. If they do, the Bears win. Very simple.
You think that's what this game comes down to on Sunday is the turnover differential, that if the Bears win it, they're leaving Lambeau in first place, and if the Packers win it, they're leaving Lambeau in first place?
I think you could pretty much make that claim. I mean, that's kind of – you could say that about any game, Rami.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
In the NFL, turnovers, that's the big deal. But I think with the Bears game, you know, this game in Green Bay, I think if the Packers if they don't turn it over to the Bears, I think the Bears will be hard pressed to win the game in Lambeau. But you know, that remains to be seen. This is what Chicago does. Their defense doesn't have big numbers. I mean, you know, they give up yardage, but what they do is what Sure. modern defenses do today. Don't talk to me about yard. Oh, we're top 10 in yards. No, that's not a big deal. You know, how good are you on third downs? How good are you in the red zone? And do you take the ball away? Because that's really what counts. And obviously scoring. But nonetheless, this is a Bears team that have been very dangerous with the turnovers.
Hey, what does a Wayne Larrivee do on a Sunday when he doesn't have a game to call? Are you watching the NFL like the rest of us, or do you kind of step away and go enjoy some family time or whatever the case might be? Go for a hike or a walk somewhere up there in Green Bay.
Well, locally here, there are no games on that I have any interest in except for Buffalo-Pittsburgh, and I want to see that later in the day. So I'll probably be watching some Bears tape here this afternoon.
Outstanding. I'm going to watch some Bears tape just for recreation purposes, Wayne. I'm going to relive what they did on Friday night. That is Wayne Larrivee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers. Obviously a voice very familiar to Bears fans from back in the day, and my guest for the last few minutes on the Circa Resort Hotline, CircaSports.com, or CircaLasVegas.com, excuse me, is how you can find them. Wayne, really appreciate the time and the insight here on a Sunday morning. Have yourself a great day.
All right, Robbie, take care.
Thanks a lot. There's Wayne Larrivee joining me. Follow him on Twitter, at Wayne Larrivee. Great, great dude. And a great, great play-by-play man. I wish the Bears had held on to him. All due respect to Jeff Joniak and the team over there. Love me some Wayne Larrivee on the call for an NFL game. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Going to take a look at the Sunday slate and what Bears fans should be watching for and rooting for as week 14. No, Tyler, what week is this? I'm very bad
week 13.
At this. Week 13 in the NFL concludes on a Sunday afternoon. That's coming up next. I'm Robbie Maklouf with you right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back live with more Rami Maklouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, we are. It's been a really, really fun morning talking about that big Bears win Friday over the Eagles, 24-15. Some texts that have come in. Thanks for the great show, Rami. If your boss is always listening, tell him you did a great job. When the Bears played the Lions last year, did we even find out what Ben Johnson said to Caleb Williams after the game? I don't think we did. I'm not sure that we did. And this one from the 917. Ben Johnson's approach was to throw everything at Caleb to learn what his strengths and weaknesses are. That's why we're seeing the week-to-week progress in the second half season. Yeah, man, we've seen the steps, the baby steps, if nothing else, being taken in the development of Caleb Williams. And what a difference a year makes, man. I was thinking about this on my drive into the station this morning, because last year, I was on the air. I hosted the morning show. I was in for Mully and Haw on Black Friday after that debacle on Thanksgiving, where 30-plus seconds ticked off the clock and Matt Eberflus staring off into space like he was thinking about what he was going to have at the Thanksgiving table later that day, and losing my absolute mind and calling for his head. And not only the terrible coach that Matt Eberflus was, but then even the firing of Matt Eberflus was mishandled and kind of botched in letting him hold his day after press conference that Friday morning, and then an hour after I got off the air and while I was in the midst of a hard nap, because that morning show, it'll do that to you, them firing Matt Eberflus and me waking up to that news. And now we got, on a Black Friday, a 24-15 win over the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles, 230-some yards on the ground, Caleb Williams making progress, Ben Johnson ripping his shirt off and doing the good, better, best thing. Like, if you told me a year ago this is where we'd be as the Bears and Bears fans, I don't know that we would have believed you. So I have really, really enjoyed, with that perspective and that reflection on where I was and where we were as a fan base a year ago, have really, really enjoyed spending this morning with you and talking about a completely different Bears team and Bears organization under their first year with Ben Johnson. So it's been a fun 3 hours. And the fun continues throughout the day today as the NFL getting set to kick off their Sunday slate here in just a few minutes. And what do we have our eyes on? I think it starts. Now look, the division is the goal, right? We all want to win the NFC North. The wild card, still a real possibility. I mean, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. It is possible that the Bears are trying to secure a wild card spot here in a few weeks. As far as the North goes, the whole North, well, everybody in the North that matters has played their games this week. Packers and Lions played on Thanksgiving. Bears obviously played on Black Friday. So in that department, we don't have a whole lot to necessarily look at with a vested interest. There are a few games, though. If you have the NFL Sunday ticket, which I finally broke and I got it last week, they were running a really good deal. And then right after I got it, they started running an even better deal, which ain't that the way it always goes. But if you have the NFL Sunday ticket, here are the games that you should be watching right now, or in 10 minutes from right now. 49ers and Browns, because that 49ers team is hanging on to that last wild card spot, one game behind the Bears at 8-4. We want the Browns to knock off the 49ers today. I was looking through, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, The Athletic has this cool like playoff simulator, and you can go through and click this team wins that game, that team wins that game, and see what it does to their playoff chances. And they also have the rest of the NFL slate and how the outcome of those games affects the Bears' chances of making the playoffs. And I was surprised that if the 49ers lose this game, the Bears' chances of making the playoffs only goes from 74% to 76%. So just a minor bump. But if you're just looking at the raw data, the raw numbers of what the standings are right now, I'm feeling much more than 2% better that the Bears are going to the playoffs if the Browns can knock off the 49ers today. So that's the main one to watch. Other games to watch this Sunday as far as our Chicago Bears go. Again, I don't think it'll come to this, but the Buccaneers currently lead their division at 6-5. They got the Panthers right on their heels at 6-6. If it comes down to a wild card, the Buccaneers could be one of those teams trying to come up and take a spot from the Bears, sitting two games behind them right now. A loss by the Bucs this weekend against the Cardinals, And that greatly, in my mind, again, the percentages don't jump up rapidly, but in my mind, and looking at the big picture and how all the chips could fall, Buccaneers losing today goes a long way in securing and ensuring a playoff spot for the Chicago Bears. And then the one that I think maybe in a weird way, actually a couple of games that maybe in a weird way we should have our eyes most intently focused on. You got Rams and Panthers, and I just mentioned the Panthers a game out in the NFC South behind the Buccaneers sitting at 6-6. I'm not worried about the Panthers catching the Bears, sitting three full games behind them right now. Should it come down to a wild card spot, I don't think the Panthers are a team to worry about in terms of catching the Bears. They're taking on the Rams today, and Panthers win that game. And folks, we're talking about a one seed, which again, 1 year ago, just remember where we all were 1 year ago and talking about the potential of moving into the one seed if the Panthers can pull off the upset and knock off the Rams, who quite frankly are due for a loss right now. And that Panthers team, I think, is better than what a lot of people think they are. So we're rooting 49ers and Panthers, and strangely enough, we're rooting for the Vikings today, who are taking on the Seahawks in Seattle, another team that may be in the picture for both a wild card spot and the one seed, as they sit at 8-3 and half a game behind the Bears right now if they were to end up head-to-head in any seeding scenario. So we are Browns fans, Cardinals fans, Panthers fans, and Vikings fans as the NFL slate gets set to get started here in just about 5 minutes. My thanks to Wayne Larrabee for joining me. If you missed that or anything on today's show, you can check it out at 670thescore.com or on that handy-dandy, totally free Odyssey app. Thanks to all of you for listening and contributing. Great calls, great texts, great tweets today. You made the show just a little bit better. And my thanks to Tyler Farengall, Baby T, on the other side of the glass for helping me put this whole thing together and manning the ones and twos for the last 3 hours. Till next time, Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and Bear Down. Talk to you again soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.